Today's contestants are an attorney from San Francisco, California, Kristen Husek. An orthopedic surgeon from South Pasadena, California, Daniel Lee. And our returning champion, a story analyst originally from Williamstown, New Jersey, Kevin Walsh, whose 5-day cash winnings total $111,301. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Well, after 5 wins in a row, I'm sure our champion, Kevin, has developed quite a following among Jeopardy fans. But on the other hand, there are always those people out there who are looking for an upset. And today, we'll determine whether Kristen and Daniel can provide that upset to make them happy. But good luck to all 3 of you. Here we go. The Jeopardy round has 1 daily double in one of these categories: word puzzles, followed by micronations on the Billboard charts in 2020. We'll deal with animals, a visit to the tailor, and a pair of pence. Kevin, start.
Animals for 200.
Those look like snake heads, but they are really the wingtips of the Atlas, this 4-letter insect. Kristen.
What is moth?
Moth is right.
Animals, 400.
In Canada and elsewhere, this fowl is often called a honker. Kristen.
What is the goose?
Canada goose, yes.
Animals, 600.
This animal of the weasel family, Neovisan visan, has rich dark fur, once popular for coats. Kristen.
What is mink?
Mink is correct.
Animals, 800.
This South American river predator is fearsome, thanks to its sharp teeth seen here. Daniel.
What's a piranha?
Right.
Animals, 1,000.
If hornet's nests seem paper-like, it's because they're made of saliva and fibers of this. Tiny wood fibers. Back to you, Daniel.
Parapence for 600.
A song title in Mary Poppins urges you to do this. Tuppence a bag. Kevin.
What is sing a song of sixpence?
Nope. Kristen.
What is feed the birds?
That's it.
Parapence, 200.
In 1859, he edited a two-penny weekly called All the Year Round and serialized his own A Tale of Two Cities in it. Kevin?
Who's Dickens?
Charles Dickens, right.
Word puzzles, 200.
Understand what is really being said. Kevin?
What is read between the lines?
Yes.
Word puzzles, 400.
Hold on and take a spin on this. Kristen?
What is merry-go-round?
Correct.
Word puzzles, 600.
A style of house. Kevin.
What is split level?
Yeah.
Word puzzles, 800.
Fruit of the loom makes M. Kevin.
What is thermal underwear?
Yeah.
Word puzzles, 1,000.
A classic TV show or its reboot. What is lost in space? All right, Kevin, go again.
A visit to the tailor, 200.
Some tailors can reweave the fabric if you get a hole in a sweater made of this fine material, named for a place in the Himalayas. Kevin?
What is cashmere?
That's it.
Tailor, 400.
A tailor will hem your skirt to the shins if you want it this hot beverage length. Kevin?
What is tea length?
Yes.
Tailor, 600.
A tailor can alter this, the 6-letter term for the upper part of a dress. Kristen?
What is the corset?
Nope. Daniel.
What's the halter?
Nope. Kevin.
What's the blouse?
No. Correct response. What is the bodice? The bodice. All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back after this. I'm sure appearing as a contestant on Jeopardy is quite a treat for most people, but for Kristen Husek, your appearance here today is sort of double duty. What's the other occasion that's being celebrated?
This was the last stop on my honeymoon. So I got married 10 days ago, and
congratulations.
Thank you so much. And we've been traveling in the West Coast, visiting some national parks, doing some wine tasting, and now we're here in L.A.
How long have you and your husband known each other?
We've known each other 9 years.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Daniel Lee, orthopedic surgeon. One of the problems of being a big fan of a particular team is that you want them to win, But sometimes you make a mistake and you don't get tickets to the right game. It happened to you with...
Yeah, that's right. I'm originally from Philadelphia, so I'm a huge Eagles fan. And the year they went to the Super Bowl, I had a chance to buy tickets, but because of the cost, I just thought they were too expensive. So I turned it down, to my regret, because they ended up winning.
Well, there's always television.
That's right.
And I'm sure you watched them win.
Of course.
Okay, now we go to our champion, Kevin Walsh. We keep introducing you as a story analyst. What exactly do you do?
Yeah, I'm a filter who writes book reports for a living. Scripts that come into companies that we decide if they're viable movies, books, graphic novels, basically any material that we might want to make into a movie.
Yeah, so you have a great deal of power.
Yeah, I'll pretend that's correct, sure, yeah.
All right, you're in command of the board right now. Make a selection from the remaining clues.
A visit to the Taylor 800.
In 1851, this New Yorker designed and built an improved sewing machine. Taylors still use machines that bear his name. Kevin.
We Singer?
Yes.
Taylor 1000.
This seven-letter adjective refers to a tailor who makes custom clothes to order. Kristen.
What is bespoke?
That's the word.
Pairpence 400.
Around the year 1400, the 31-mile trip from London to Gravesend on this river cost tuppence. Kristen?
What is the Thames?
Yes.
Pairpence 800.
Opened in 1900 between Shepherd's Bush and Bank, the Central Line was the first in this system with a flat fare, tuppence. Kevin?
What is the Underground?
Yep.
Pence 1000.
Answer. Daily Double.
1,000.
Brought to England from Holland, this liquor was sold in shops promising drunk for a penny, dead drunk for tuppence.
Boy. What is Amstel?
No, what is gin? What is gin? Yes. All right, go again.
Micronations, 200.
Made up of five islands off this continent, Flandrensis says it's the only country that doesn't want its land inhabited by people. Kevin?
What is Antarctica?
Yes.
Micronations 400.
In 2015, unclaimed land in the former Yugoslavia on a bank of this large blue river became the Free Republic of Liberland. Kevin?
What is the Danube?
Correct.
Micronation 600.
For less than $700, you can become a duke or duchess in the UK breakaway country of Sealand, in this directional sea. Kevin.
What is the North Sea?
Good.
Micronations 800.
For nearly 150 years, the tiny republic of Parva Domus has existed in the south of this Uruguayan capital. Daniel.
What is Montevideo?
You are correct.
Micronations 1000.
The Principality of Siborga in Liguria claims independence, asserting it was not legally annexed by this country. Kristen?
What is Italy?
Yes.
On the Billboard charts, 200.
Blake Shelton got the perfect person to duet with on Nobody But You, this woman. Kristen?
Who is Gwen Stefani?
Yeah.
400.
In a collaboration with the late Juice WRLD, this Detroit man rapped, I can swallow a bottle of alcohol and I'll feel like Godzilla. Daniel.
Who is Eminem?
He's the one.
600.
We'd listen to Blinding Lights, a chart topper by this man, any day. Kevin.
Who is The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, right.
Billboard 800.
Arizona Zervas, you don't have to put on the red light to tell us about this title woman. All she want to do is party all night. Kevin.
Who's Roxanne?
Roxanne, yes. And now the last clue. Classy, bougie, ratchet and sassy, moody, nasty, says this number one hit by Megan the Stallion. Daniel?
What is I'm a Savage? What is Savage?
Savage is right. And that takes you up to 2,400. And it takes us into our next break. Boy, close game. We'll be back to start Double Jeopardy right after this. Want to be on Jeopardy? It's easy. Now you can audition without even putting on your pants. But please do. The entire process can be done at home with a click of a button, and we don't care what you wear. From the anytime tests to online auditions, you can use your phone, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to Jeopardy.com and get started. And you know what? It's a lot of fun.
Contestants who appear on Jeopardy will be required to wear pants or some sort of out-of-the-house clothing. The K's are in the lead. Kristen and Kevin separated by $200 only. Daniel, though, goes first and selects in Double Jeopardy from these categories. Crime and Punishment. American playwrights. Very special. From A to Y, each correct response will begin with the letter A and end with the letter Y. That's followed by world history. And finally, where have I seen those stairs? Daniel, off you go.
A to Y for 400.
You want to type fast with a high rate of this, a synonym for precision. Daniel.
What is accuracy?
Good.
A to Y, 800.
An enemy. Daniel.
What's an adversary?
Yes.
A to Y, 1200.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
When plaque clogs a coronary artery, a stent may be inserted with a balloon catheter that opens up the artery, allowing blood to flow more freely in the 11-letter procedure called this.
Kristen.
What is angioplasty?
You got it.
Crime and Punishment 400.
It means dealing in illegal goods. The human and drug types are both federal crimes. Kristen.
What is trafficking?
Yes.
Crime and Punishment 800.
In December of 1982, Texas became the first state to use this form of execution. Daniel?
What is lethal injection?
Yes.
From A to Y, 1600.
It can mean to go with or to play a musical instrument in support of a singer. Kristen?
What is accompany?
Yeah.
A to Y, 2000.
Extending from the middle ear to the throat, the Eustachian tube is also known as this tube. Kristen.
What is auditory?
Yes.
Crime and Punishment, 1200.
The wooden gun seen here was auctioned for $19,000 in 2009, as it's said to be the one John Dillinger used in this daring effort. Kevin?
Was it bank robbery?
No. He used it to escape from jail. Yeah. Kristen, back to you.
Crime and Punishment, 1600.
In 1998, the Rome Statute established this judicial body to prosecute those accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity. And that would be the International Criminal Court. Kristen, back to you.
Crime and Punishment, 2000.
Charles was the real first name of this Depression-era bank robber, whose nickname may have come from his fine clothing. Kevin?
Who is Dapper Dan?
Nope. Daniel or Kristen? Who was Pretty Boy Floyd? Back to you, Kristen.
Very Special, 400.
We give thanks for these fruits floating in the bog and ready to harvest. Daniel.
What are cranberries?
Yes.
Berry Special, 800.
This berry isn't considered a true berry because its hundreds of seeds are on the outside. Daniel.
What is a strawberry?
Yeah.
Berry for 1200.
Swedish pancakes or meatballs are traditionally served with a sauce or jam made from these red berries, also known as cowberries. Daniel?
What are lingonberries?
You got them.
Berry for 16.
Here are these nutrient-dense berries native to Asia in both fresh and dried forms. Kristen?
What are goji berries?
Yes.
Berry Special, 2000.
This old berry of the genus Sambucus goes into wine and is also used in syrups to reduce cold symptoms and boost immunity. Daniel?
With an elderberry.
Elderberry, yeah.
Playwrights for 1200.
The future of a family heirloom is at the heart of the piano lesson, which earned him his second Pulitzer Prize. And the author, August Wilson. Daniel?
Let's go to world history for 1200.
In 2020, this nation, formerly known as Rhodesia, celebrated 40 years of independence. Kristen?
What is Zimbabwe?
That's right.
World history, 400.
Protestant clergyman John Knox led this country's 16th century Reformation. Daniel?
What is England?
Nope. He was Scottish. Scotland is the country. Kristen.
World history, 800.
This man who built a united Germany resigned as chancellor in 1890 after displeasing the Kaiser. Kristen.
Who is Bismarck?
Yes.
World history, 1600.
Answer there. A daily double. And you have added to your lead.
2000.
Two it is. This religion that has Hindu and Islamic influences arose in the Punjab in the early 16th century.
Um, What is Brahmanism?
No, what is Sikhism? Sikhism. You're still in the lead. You have $11,000.
Go. World History 2000.
Britain, Russia, and France formed the triple this French word, the nucleus of the Allied World War I powers. Kristen?
What is the alliance?
No. Kevin or Daniel? You had to go for the other one, the triple entente. Back to you, Kristen.
Where have I seen those stairs, 400?
The stairs leading up to this city's Museum of Art were famously climbed in a training montage from Rocky. Kristen?
When it's Philadelphia.
Yes.
Stairs 800.
You can visit the Georgetown stairs in Washington from the end of this 1973 thriller, but don't fall down them like Father Karras did. Kevin?
What is The Exorcist?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Stairs 2000.
In Roman Holiday, Gregory Peck proposes a holiday to Audrey Hepburn on these steps. Kristen?
What are the Spanish steps?
Yes.
Stairs 1600.
The stairs Joaquin Phoenix dances down in Joker have become a tourist attraction in the High Bridge area of this New York City borough. Daniel?
What's Brooklyn?
No. Kevin or Kristen? What is the Bronx? Sorry, Kevin, not quickly enough. Back to you, Kristen.
Stairs 1200.
HGTV remodeled the L.A. house used in exteriors on this 70s sitcom, adding the open staircase that had only existed on a stage. Daniel.
What's the Brady Bunch?
Right.
American Playwrights for 400.
Tennessee Williams modeled the character of Laura Wingfield in this play after his own sister. And that would be the Glass Menagerie. Daniel, go again quickly.
800.
Answer. Daily double. Well, there it is.
Let's do 4,000.
I thought you'd say that. Here's the clue. Take a look. He's the playwright seen here with his famous second wife.
Who is Arthur Miller.
You are right, Dan. With that, we end the double Jeopardy round, and you move into the lead with 12,000. Now we go to Final Jeopardy. All three of you still in it. Here is the category for today. Psychological terms. Oh, boy. Psychological terms. We'll reveal a clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... In a Geico ad, mannequins are having one of these events, made famous in Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy GEICOween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Because Kristen and Daniel are so close in score right now, it's still possible for Kevin to win his sixth game. It's not going to be easy. Psychological terms is the category. Players, here's your clue. Physician Cannonball Mike Friedman defined this behavioral type and admitted the term applied to himself. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. What does the word cannonball imply? Champ, we come to you first. You had 2,000. What did you write down as your response? What is obsessive compulsive? Sorry, that's not going to do it. And that means you lose nothing. All right, let's go down to Kristen. Played well. Finished in second place with 11,400. Did she come up with a correct response? She said, what is risk taker? No. It'll cost you 8,700. Dropping you to 2,700. Over to Daniel now, who had 12,000. And his response was, what is borderline
personality?
No, the correct response, what is type A personality? Type A personality, like me. What did you lose? 10,801. Oh, gosh. Look at that. Kristen, with $2,700, you are the new Jeopardy champion, and you get to wrap up the week with us right here tomorrow. Well done, young lady. You'll get a chance to earn a lot more money tomorrow. We'll see you all then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
T Two Park police officers charged 3 years after the shooting of Bijan Gaiser. Now his family responds. Plus, rallying to help those out of work, a community's efforts to feed local hospitality workers after their industry took a major hit. New at 11.